You are God of covenants, and you are not a covenant breaker. Thank you, because of this assurance, we are confident this morning that as we gather in your name today, we will receive and enjoy the blessings of your covenant in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Today is the fourth Sunday of the month, and we will go into prophetic declarations. But before we do that, we'll continue to really bring to the climax the period of our fasting and prayer. You know, we are concluding today. We started since last year, and today is the climax, and I believe that God is here to do something spectacular in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe, I'll put your hands together for the Lord. Today, as we conclude the prayers before we go to prophetic declarations, we'll be talking about covenants. And what I'm talking, I say, what is covenants? What is a covenant? I know if I ask us to begin to define covenants for me, there may be different definitions. But this morning, I want to just tell you briefly that covenant is a binding agreement with terms and conditions. Covenant is a binding agreement with terms and conditions. And in case you do not know, or perhaps you have not fully realized, so many things that run in the world today are on the basis of covenants. If you are under a leadership, there is a covenant over that leadership. If that covenant is wrong and you do not break away from it, it can have consequences on you. And if that covenant is right, you do not know how to appropriate it, it can just be dormant and you not benefit from it. And that is one of the reasons we as Christians, we have to pray for our leaders, because when you have other secular leaders, these secular leaders are operating under covenants. Do you agree with me? And that's why those of us who are Christians, when we find ourselves under secular authority, we must stand up to pray, because the leaders, they operate under certain covenants. When you're in a family, there may be some covenants over that family. And if care is not taken and you do not understand, you find out that the terms and conditions of those covenants, even though without your knowledge, might be binding. But today, God is going to activate the covenant he has made for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we're able to derive the full benefits of the covenant of the Lord. And every other negative covenant, whether known or unknown to us, that's hanging over our lives, the Lord will break them today. You know, it's a covenant reward, and it's a covenant keeping God. He works and operates on the basis of covenant. There is nothing God does without covenant. And we need to fully realize and understand this. Sometimes I test my children, sometimes my one or two of them are here. Once they are saying, look, you people don't understand. That thank God you are enjoying the covenant God has made with your parents. And that's the way God operates. He operates in the realm of covenant. If you go to the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 18 to 19. The first time he showed his anger to the world. The first time he was really angry and he wanted to express it. Genesis chapter 6, verse 18 to 19. But he told Noah, he said, but with thee will I establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shall bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. God was about to wipe out everything on the surface of the earth. But he chose to keep a covenant with a man. And anybody and anything attached to that man will escape. Let me tell you, this is the year of election. So many covenants are being entered into. And so many covenants are being entered into, whether we like it or not. But whatever is going to happen this year, you are coming under a covenant. You are coming on inside the ark of the Lord. Inside the ark of safety and protection. And your own life will not be wasted. And your own destiny will not be wasted. And your own labor and effort will not be wasted. In the mighty name of Jesus. God said, I will establish my covenant with you. God is locating you this morning. God is identifying you this morning to establish a covenant with you. See, covenant can be general. It can also be specific. God can make a covenant with a man. He can make a covenant with a generation. The covenant that God made with Abraham, we can tap from it. But apart from being the children of Abraham, God can also make a covenant with you as a person. And because of our time, I want to say that basically there are just two main types of covenants. And I will just look at it quickly and just say a few things and then we're going to pray. Genesis chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. Genesis chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. If we read it, if you find it, let's read it. Okay. As for Ishmael, listen, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. Is that not a, don't go away, don't just leave that passage, leave that verse alone. Verse 20. Is that not a wonderful thing? Is that not a wonderful promise? Is that not a, you know, a good tidings? I have blessed him. I will make him fruitful. I will multiply him exceedingly. I will make him a great nation. Many of us Christians, sometimes we make this kind of mistakes. We pray for this kind of blessings, this kind of wonderful things. But this is a blessing without a covenant. Many people are flourishing in the world today. Many people are making it in the world today. Many people are making progress in the world today. Many people are enjoying abundance today, but there's not a covenant backing it. But look at verse 20. Verse 21. Bet. See, when you untold the word bet, you know you are contrasting. The moment you are saying something, somebody say bet, then you have to pause. It means what you are saying is not the same line what you are about to say, not the same line for what you are saying before. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac. Many people pray of blessing, pray of miracle, pray of promotion, pray in the new year and since the new year. But pray into covenant. That is the substance. That is what can sustain you. Blessed is the man that is sustained by a covenant. And woe unto a man who rejoices only in blessing and there's no covenant. And so this morning, I want us to know that anything that will last, anything that will be sustained, must be backed with a covenant. Look at people of Israel. No matter how much they faltered, no matter how much they wandered, no matter how much they miss it, but because of the covenant, they will still come back to align with God. And God will still show them mercy. Why? Because of the covenant. Because of the covenant. But the truth of the matter is this. There's nobody in the world today without being under a covenant. But the question I want to ask yourself today, what is covenant operating over your life? If you look at Galatians chapter 4, maybe we just read quickly verse 20 to 29. Galatians chapter 4. Verse 22 to 29. Now listen to this. For it is written that Abraham had two sons. The one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. So there's a covenant of bondage, there is a covenant of freedom. Verse 23, but he who was of the born woman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Verse 24, which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants. The old world, the entire human race and humanity operate under two broad covenants. The one from the Mount Sinai with gender to bondage, with Hagar. Verse 25, for this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and Nazareth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. Verse 26. But Jerusalem is above is free, which is the mother of all souls. Hallelujah. For it is written, rejoice thou barren that barren not, break forth and cry, thou that travaileth not. For the desolate have many more children than she which had an husband. Verse 20. I want not to listen to verse 20 and 29. Very critical. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was. As Isaac was. A what? Now go to verse 29. Very important. But as then he that was born after the flesh did what? Persecuted that was born after the spirit. So it is. Do you see now? We as children We are just like Isaac. By the way, Isaac, the children of the bond woman, persecuted Isaac. Say, even so, it is now. Which means today, if you are not, you don't have the understanding of what is at stake, you just be perpetually under the persecution of the people who are under the covenant of the bond woman. So we have to realize that the world operates on the basis of covenants. And it doesn't matter. No matter the level of your anointing. Bible says, so even it is now. You are born again. You come to church. You pay your tithe. You get offering. You are a worker. But even as it was then, so it is now. There is persecution of the children of the bond woman wanting to bring you under their authority. So there are two covenants. The covenant of freedom, of liberty, of peace, of joy. And there's also the covenant of bondage. I know the thing is that sometimes, even so, those of us who are Christians, some people enter into a covenant without our knowledge. Let me tell you, you can go into covenant. Covenant can be made on your behalf by those who have authority over you. If we don't really realize it, I will just show you something in the Bible today, which is a common passage. Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 6 to 10. Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 6 to 10. Let's read it quickly. You might be good. You might be fine. But then, there may be a covenant to break. Verse 6 to 10. Now listen, I'm sure many of us must have heard this story before. But they said, we drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, neither your sons forever. That's a good one. Nothing bad about that. I like that so much. And to this, you can say, this is a very good thing. But go further. Neither shall you build house. How many of you would like that? Nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days you shall dwell in tents. How many of us would like that? That you may live many days in the land where you be stranger. Verse 8. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he has charged us, to drink no wine all our days. We, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, verse 9, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither are we vineyard, nor feed, nor seed, verse 10. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and have done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. Jonadab entered into a covenant. He transmitted to Rechab. And the children of Rechab, because of that, followed it. And their generations are still under that covenant today. Sometimes ago, I was in Dublin, and I saw some people who are going in carts, and their tents were, you know, there's it's not like a car something, and there's a open boot at the back, and I saw tents, and I was asking my host, said, but what I said, these are the children of Rechab, that they are their tents, that they don't live in houses. There are still some up to today. When I went to Israel, I still met some of them. They still live that way. They only dwell in tents. So they are past that curse from generation to generation. There are some people you don't even know about. You don't know what the covenant has been made in the family you came from, in the family where you married. You don't know. But if you don't break those covenants, you find out that they will place a kind of limit on your efforts. You just be struggling and be laboring. But you may not know that, yes, the land is good, but the water is bitter. You need to go to the source of the water and pour salt before you can enjoy the fruit of the land. But the good news is this: God has authority over all covenants. What did I say? He has authority over all covenants. And God wants to establish covenant of freedom with everyone. And this morning, whatever is preventing you from enjoying the liberty of the covenant with the Lord established with Abraham, that's going to take away to the almighty name of Jesus. To tell you briefly and show you the power of God over every kind of covenant. Because like we read, the children of the bond woman, because they know we have the covenant, but because we don't know the ramifications of it, we are ignorant of it. So there are some persecution from them which you have to contend with. But today, we are going to break every form of negative covenant that is limiting us in every way in Jesus' name. Look, because you are here today, you are in this church today, every negative covenant over your life is already destroyed. And I will show you the authority. Numbers chapter 30. Anybody who has come with a curse this morning, you have come with anything, that Lord is destroying it. Numbers chapter 30. I'll just read about 5 verses and I will explain and then we'll then pray. Numbers chapter 30, verse 3 to 8. Now, this is a principle, and I will explain it to you. If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth. Remember, I said a covenant is a binding agreement, okay? With terms and conditions. Now, if a woman, I also want to remind you of that. Go back to verse 3. If a woman should vow a vow unto the Lord and bind herself by a bond, be in her father's house in her youth. Verse 4. And her father hear her a vow and her bond wherewith she hath bound her soul, and her father shall hold peace at her. Then all her vows shall stand, and every bond where we shall burn our soul shall stand. Verse 5. But if our father disallow her in the day that he heareth not any of our vows or of our bonds, where we shall burn our soul shall, and the Lord shall forgive her because her father disallowed her. Now, verse 6. I will explain this principle to you. If she had at all her husband, where she vowed, when she vowed, or utter aught out of her lips, where will she bound her soul? Verse 7. And the husband heard it and heard his peace at her in the day that he heard it. Then her vow shall stand, and her bond, where we she bound her soul, shall stand. Now go to verse 8, which last verse we want to read here. But if her husband disallow her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow, which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, which means all terms and conditions, where we shall bind her soul, of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. Now, this is the principle about vow. That if a young woman should take a vow, that vow has terms and conditions, and has consequences. But if a father had it and just kept quiet, the condition subsists. But if the father should hear, is this the kind of thing that is happening, that I cancel it. Bible says every time and condition of those things is canceled. Now let me bring it into the spiritual dimension. You are a child of God. Even if you have entered into any covenant, by ignorance, by default, by error, and you come before the Lord, you are spiritual fathers, and your spiritual father can say no, because I'm your spiritual father, every of this covenant I cancel. If that man is indeed your spiritual father, that covenant is broken. So if you are a child of this ministry, you are part of the product of Cedar, and you are here today, and even I'm also praying for those who are members who are not here now. Some of them are not in effect, some of them are in the outside the country, whether within the country or outside the country. Today, any covenant over in your life which you enter into, some of you through your own attitude, through your own action, through your own errors, today they are canceled. Amen. And the second part of it is this. Say, but if you have a husband, two things. It can be a father figure in your life. But if you have a husband, the husband can cancel it. Now let me tell you something. The church of God, what are we? We are the bride. Who is the husband? Who is the husband? Shekinah. We are the bride. Even if you have made any mistake, even if you are gone into any error out of ignorance, even if you have done something that is not right, but today we cry unto Jesus. Say, Jesus, we are your bride. You are the groom. Deliver us. Have mercy on us. The moment we do that, that covenant is broken. But when we don't know this, we don't realize this, we just begin to wallow in the persecution of the children of the bond woman. God, what the Bible said, that even as it was then, so it is now. Many of us, we are running from pillar to post because we are under the attack of the children of the bond woman. But today, the Lord will turn your enemy and will give them into destruction. But let me say, before we go into prayer, this is only valid for the children. This is only valid for those who have come into the ark. This is valid for only those who are born again. There are so many things in your family background. Some of you, even in the houses where you rented, do you know the covenant that the landlord entered into? In your working place, do you know the covenant that they entered to establish the place? Some people have attended churches where the leader of the church entered into covenant with the devil. And when you bring yourself under that, you take part of it. But today, whatever the source of that covenant is canceled. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But then, I want to say that the only condition this morning, because we are going to prayers, we are going to prophetic declarations, the only reason for this to be effective is that you have to be born again. You have to give your life to Christ. Anybody who is yet to give his life to Christ, I'm going to give you opportunity to do that so that you can be part of this blessing. So that you can also come to the ark of safety as we are going to the year 2019. So that I can also enjoy all the blessing that flows from eternal grace. And so before we begin to pray this morning, I just want us to read Colossians chapter 2 verse 14. And that's the verse we are going to use to annul every covenant that has been standing against your life. Some people are laboring. Some people are having a lot of trouble. But it's because of the classic covenant are angry over their lives. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14, please. I want us to read it. And after that, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was written against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. That's what is happening this morning. I said this is what is happening now. I said this is what is happening now. I said this is what is happening now in your life, in my life, in this ministry, in this church, in your family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blotting out the handwriting. Some people have said certain things against your life. It might even be against your father. And you don't know it. Anytime I go to Ibadan now on my way, I want to check it. If you are, after you go to, if you are going to gate, after this roundabout, just about 100 meters before you start climbing, there's a stream on the right hand side there. And I used to point to Yinka, say, can you see this? They erected a small signpost. That let's be cool, so for Toma Toma. Yinka, two of us. I used to call his attention, can you see? And they erected not one signpost, not two, not three. What can line? They just line it up like that. That let's be Kosofo, Toma Toma. You know, there's a power that bars covenant, whether positive or negative. Even when it's negative, demons back it up. When it's positive, angels back it up. So there's no covenant that doesn't have a backing. That don't have a source. So enter that let's see if I cannot fully quit ganga. But the innocent children. So there are certain things that might happen you are not aware of. You just see you are just struggling. You are just praying, things are not moving. You find that there's a ceiling and embargo over your life. And you are fasted. And you are praying. And you are wondering. And I'm not sinning. Say, God, but I'm not a sinner. What else do I need to do? But the Bible says, blot out the handwriting of the ordinances. There are some ordinances which this ordinance may not even be known to you. And until you deal with that, you may not be able to have breakthrough in that area. Say, he blotted out the handwriting of the ordinance that was against you, against us. That means all of us. Which was contrary to us. So every contrary ordinance against our lives, against your life today, we blot it out. Amen. With the blood of Jesus. Amen. Today we nail it to the cross of Calvary in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now I want to stand on your feet. I will say this song, you are covenant keeping God. This is the covenant God has made with us. It's going to blot out the handwriting of the ordinance that was written against us, and is going to nail it to the cross. Yahweh,
covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Oh, you are the covenant keeping God. Oh, you are the covenant keeping God.
Close. Before we pray this prayer, because God is a covenant keeping God, you know you are not yet under that covenant. But this morning you want to give your life to Christ so that you come under the covenant. If you are here anywhere, you are just lift your hand anywhere you are. I want to pray for you so that I can come under this covenant this morning. God, this is the basis of this prayer we are going to pray. You are here this morning, you are here to surrender your life to Christ. But this morning you want to say, Lord, I come under your covenant. Can I see your right hand above your head anywhere you are, and I'll go to pray for you. It's only there you can come under this covenant. I want to see your right hand above your head. God bless you. Lift that hand above your head anywhere you are. I want to surrender your life to Christ this morning. Say, this morning I want to come into covenant with you. Anywhere you are, lift your hand in congregation. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, I'm waiting for others. This is a serious business. It's the beginning of covenant. So that you can escape the covenant of the bond woman. You still want to join? I want to see your right hand above your head. And just come and meet me and let me pray for you quickly. And then go and pray general prayer. Just come and meet me here quickly. Those of you lifting your hand, just come and meet me here. Sing that song with us. Yahweh, covenant keeping God.
Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
Now say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this morning, for the opportunity you are giving me. This morning, I am confessing my sins. Forgive me of every of my unrighteousness. Blot it out with the blood of Jesus. Write my name in the book of life. Now I enter into a new covenant with you in the name of Jesus Christ. And today, my name is in the book of life. I keep faith with the covenant in Jesus' name. Maria Satala Baba Rana Kaskamba Ligaga Siboko Sopuliaba Raida Kaskimboko Skoboliga. I pray for your son this morning. I ask and I pray. And he has come into your presence. Lord, today Let today be the beginning of a new covenant in his life. Covenant of peace, covenant of faith, covenant of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Now, sing that song. Set of people up, eyes closed. Before I pray the general prayer, you eat in your dream, or you have sexual intercourse in your dream. These are covenants you are being initiated to fulfill a covenant. But this morning, the Lord wants to deliver you. Are in that category, lift your hands anywhere you are in the congregation. You eat your dream. These are the two people God says you pray for first. And please just come forward and meet me here. You eat your dream, or you have sexual intercourse, your dream. These are some kind of covenants the enemy is taking you to. I want choir to give us a song, and I want the pastors to join me as we minister to these people. Breaking by the anointing, Jesus break down you.
Hold on me, anointing. Hold on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing for me.
And say every form of embargo today, the Lord is lifting every form of embargo. Every form of embargo over my life, begin to pray. Any kind of embargo you have explained before, today the embargo is lifted. Today the embargo is lifted. Begin to ask for the lift of embargo over your life. Begin to ask any embargo that be placed over you, over your life, over your work, in any area, begin to ask for the lift of that embargo now. That embargo is lifted. That the embargo is lifted. That the embargo is lifted. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want to remember that passage we read in the book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse 3 to 8. Any covenant, in any way you are covenanted, or your life has been covenanted, without your knowledge or with your knowledge, whatever source, begin to cry unto that learner to annul it. Any negative covenant that have been made on your behalf, any negative covenant that have been made regarding you, begin to ask the Lord to annul it now, to make it of no effect. Jesus is both your father and the husband of the church. We are the bride of the Lord in this ministry, and Jesus is the groom. And if you are a child of God, You have a right to also call upon the Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Before we take this last prayer, before the pastor will come for the pastoral prophetic declaration, let me just share this with you to encourage your faith. The Lord showed the revelation of some people wearing new dresses. And I believe it's to show that God is taking many of us to higher realm. So you now begin to tell God, now that the covenant, the covenant is broken and the embargo is lifted, now begin to tell God, what's the new thing you want to begin to happen? Begin to tell God, what are those new things you want to begin to happen this year? My cup, Lord. I
lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsty of my soul.
Rain of heaven,
bread of heaven, fill me till I want more. Fill my cup, give it all.
One prayer, all those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, all those who want to give back to a child this year, just put your hand on your stomach, your right hand. Even if you are the husband, do the same thing, put it on your stomach, that's your loins, and now begin to ask, come under this cover today, that by the power of the Almighty God, before the end of this year, that you will bring forth your baby out of this womb. That this year, because of the covenant of today, because of the grace that God has made available, this year, your child will suck your breast. This year, baby will come out of your womb. You will not miscarry. You will bring forth. We'll see your baby. We will see you. We will rejoice with you and your baby. Makas Kantalaba. Ranga gaga santalaba. Raga gaga sampaka sampaliga. Raka kaka sampaka sampaliga. Raka kaka sampaliga. Braka shipa kasipoligo. Rukoshimukoshimbo. Rukaka sampalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for this your people. I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that their prayers today, you will answer in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are God of mercy. Today, I hold unto the mercy seat and I cry on behalf of this one. My Father and my God, the Lord of this ministry, the Lord of this ministry, the Lord of this ministry, today, this one, this womb, let this womb bring forth babies. This year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever matter be delaying conception, Lord, today, whatever embargo has been placed on this womb, medically, physically, or spiritually, today they are lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. This womb will bring forth. This one will carry a baby this year. This one will carry a baby this year. This one will carry a baby this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want the pastors to come forward here for prophetic declaration. And as this prophetic guy comes forward, just trusting God that the Lord will touch you.
Pass me not
to tend to say, Savior, hear my humble cry.
Why lovest thou?
Why Lord, lovest thou at all? Only
Baba,
do not pass me by.
As we declare the word of the Lord unto our lives this morning, I want to read some verses to you and then make the mission of the word of God. I read from this book of Psalm 106 and I read verse 44 from 44. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carry them captives. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the God, the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your dealings with us, Lord, in your presence, right from the beginning of this service, even up to this time. We thank you, Lord, Father, and we agree together. We stand upon the word of life. The Bible says, Lord, that heaven and earth may pass away, but a jot of your word, oh Lord, will not return to you unfulfilled. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak and declare the word of the Lord that concerning your lives, concerning your home, concerning your family, concerning every issue, even upon your life. The Bible says, and the Lord remembered them for his covenant. I declare today that the Lord will remember his covenant of mercy upon your lives in the name of Jesus. The Lord will remember his covenant of mercies even upon you, upon your life, upon the works of your hands, upon your homes, upon your family. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will show you mercy. The Lord will show you mercy this year in the name of Jesus. Over every struggle, over every delay, over every joblessness, over every yearning and the longing of your soul, receive the mercy of the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Over your career, receive favor and mercy blessing of the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Over your examination, over your study, in the name that is above every other name, receive the mercy of the Lord. Let the mercy of the Lord speak for you this year 2019 in the name of Jesus. You will not remain the same. You will move forward. You will move forward. You will move forward. You will progress. You will progress. You will progress. You will succeed. You will prosper. You will enlarge. You will not suffer decrease. You will not suffer any loss. You will not know any shame. In the name of Jesus, your head shall not bow. Your shall not bow. Your head shall not bow. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Brethren, I want to congratulate us for the renewal of this covenant that the Lord has brought our way. It's to renew this covenant and to remind us that through the Calvary, the death of the Calvary, we became the children of the Spirit. It was revealed here. The song has been coming to me. And when he now said, "These children of the Spirit," something clicked within me. And I want us to just say it. Bodies are lifted at Calvary.
Calvary.
Calvary. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is buried.
That is my source of covenant. Say it to yourself. Jesus, you are my source of covenant.
Calvary.
That I enter into covenant with you. Brethren, we have been fasting for some days. Isaiah 58 verse 2 says, "Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God." I don't know if you are seeing anything that is no relevant in all that we have been seeing. You take delight in the ordinances of the Lord, the ordinances of justice in approaching your God. And so it goes down to verse 8. He said, "Then shall your light break forth." I want us to be saying amen because we are releasing the word now. Your light will break forth as in the morning in the name of Jesus. Your health will spring forth speedily. In the name of Jesus, your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your real reward. In the name of Jesus, you will call on the Lord and he will answer you. He will hear your cry in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause his word to be established in your life. In the name of Jesus. I move to chapter 16, and it says that the sun will no more be your light. Sun will no more be thy light by the day, in the name of Jesus. Neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto you. But the Lord, because of this covenant, shall be unto you an everlasting light, in the name of Jesus. Thy God will be your glory, in the name of Jesus. Your sun shall no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw itself, in the name of Jesus. For the Lord shall be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. In the name of Jesus, no mourning, no burial. In the name of Jesus, no mourning in Abundant Life Chapel. No burial in our lives, in our homes, in our families. In the name of Jesus, our people shall be righteous, for we will be the inheritance of the Lord, says the Lord to us, in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you. We enthrone you on high. the Lord that has respect to covenants. Father, this morning, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we enter into this covenant with you, the covenant of life, the covenant on longevity. We enter into this covenant with the power of life. We sign this covenant with the blood of the Lamb. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that this blood of the Son of God, the blood of redemption, the blood of our Savior, the blood that purchased us, we speak for every soul in this assembly. We speak for every soul, even when the enemy want to rise against any life. We say, Lord, you will remember the covenant we are making today. Let this covenant speak, Lord. Let the covenant speak, Lord, that we will be your people. We will serve you and do your will. That in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord of heaven, the destroyer will not be able to come into this assembly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, the Bible says, when the people of Israel were under bondage, in the book of Exodus chapter 2 verse 18, the scripture says, when they were under siege and they cry unto you, you remember the covenant. Lord of heaven, today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every life as we proceed in the year 2019, Lord, whatsoever the enemy plan and program, whatsoever the enemy devise or arrange, whatsoever the covenant, evil covenant I want to speak, Lord of heaven, the moment your people speak unto heaven, Father, let the covenant of this day, your Lord, speak before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the reason of this covenant, that as many that have been robbed by the enemy before, as many that have been spoiled, by the power of the Lord covenant, the covenant of restoration, we enter into it now. Let there be restoration in the name of Jesus. As many that have been denied of their blessing before, as many that have been denied of their miracles before, as many that have been denied of their victory today, Lord, today we enter into a covenant of restoration, 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 restoration of life, restoration of strength, restoration of blessing, miracle and healing in the name of Jesus. Today, Father, in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, we decree and, Lord, embrace the covenant of joy, that the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom, the voice of bride, the voice of rejoicing, oh yes Lord, shall be in our habitation continually in the name of Jesus. The voice of praise, the voice of joy and praise. Yes, Lord, the voice that we have returned back unto you. Yes, in the name of the Lord Jesus, shall be continually
be our song in this assembly. See the generation gospel outreach ministry in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, today we stand in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the first Sunday of the year 2019, and we proclaim and fasting over every life in the name of the Lord Jesus, as the word of God make it declare unto us that the Lord will increase our greatness. That Lord, you will increase our greatness. You will increase us more and more. More and more. This assembly must increase. This year is a year of increase. A year of increase. Spiritual increase. Physical growth. Oh, material growth. Advancement. Enlargement. Breaking forth. In the name of Jesus. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no more boundary, no more limitation, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every life we experience explosion. In the name of Jesus, family we experience explosion. In the name of Jesus, in your study you will experience explosion. Increase in all every home. In the name of Jesus. Father, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, your people will not beg for bread. This is the first Sunday of the year, and we are making decree by the power of God of the heavens, and we say, Lord, people will not struggle this year. Your people will not suffer hardship. They will not suffer hardship. Lord of heaven, all the yoke of hardship and struggling, they are broken totally in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, today we receive the grace for ease in your 2019. Ease, no hardship, no difficulty. You shall serve God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with ease, with joy, in the name of Jesus. We make a decree again. By the Spirit of the Most High God, as the hosts of heaven are before us, and we make a decree that in the name of Jesus, no one in this assembly, no one, oh God, will suffer any loss. No one, oh Lord, will suffer any loss in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, all our people who are outside the country, we send the word to their lives. We send the word of life to them. All over the world where they are, we send the word of God to their lives. We decree by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, none of them will suffer evil. None of them will suffer any loss. In the name of Jesus. Father, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive grace to run in this year. Grace to live this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no one, Lord, we walk, by the snare spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your power will accelerate us, will move us forward. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We worship the faithful God because you have done it. And glory be to your name, Lord. And we declare the blood of the covenant over our lives. The blood of the everlasting covenant. 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 In Jesus' name we have prayed.
There's a peace like a river.
He's like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. I have a peace like a river. Peace like a river.
Lord and my God, your people has confessed this, and so it is, in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father and my God, as the shepherd over this flock, this morning, I bring them to covenant of peace. I bring them under the covenant of mercy. Lord, this year, the covenant of peace and mercy will be their portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever might have troubled or threatened their peace before now, my God, you will trouble those people. My Lord, you remove it. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, let mercy accompany them in the journey of this year. From now till the end, Lord, let mercy be the complaint of every member of Cedar in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my God, some of them, they accompanied certain mountains round about for so long last year. This year, give them breakthrough. Everywhere, every area where they were unable to move forward last year, this year grant them acceleration. My Father and my God, some of them need open doors. You are the God that has the key and the code over the double leaf gates of the two leaf gates. My Lord and my God, let doors be open to them this year. Lord, their work needs to be blessed. My Father, my God, those of them who are in business, prosper their work. Amen. Enlighten their coast. Amen. Lord, those of them who are students, grant them their spirit of excellence. Amen. Grant them outstanding success. Amen. Those of them who are civil servants, my Lord and my God, grant them promotion. God and lifting. Open what that does for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. This year, this family of Cedar will be a family where the shouts of joy shall be a continuous experience. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Lord, this morning you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we are asked utter this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying.